With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the final part of our special series on dangers posed to children nationwide by pending legislation in the California State Assembly, constitutional lawyer Nicole Pearson says if AB 495 passes later this month, any child in California, even one visiting on vacation, could be endangered. That's because anyone could simply download an online form and declare themselves your child's legal guardian.
California is a sanctuary state, so if a child is brought to this state, then California, Gavin Newsom and his cronies have already declared war on parents and parental rights. So even if you live in Texas, even if you live in Tennessee, the courts, law enforcement are not going to cooperate with the lawful orders and laws and rules of your conservative state.
A rally is slated to oppose AB 495 at the California State Capitol in Sacramento August 19th. Police say a suspected shooter and a police officer are dead after law enforcement responded to an active shooter near the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at Emory University yesterday. The CDC's director says bullets struck at least four of the agency's building. The shooter found on the second floor of a building across the street from the CDC. He died at the scene. Authorities said the man's motive is not yet known. Astronaut James Lovell has died. He was 97 years old. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some changes to visa rules. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Foreign athletes or men living as women will not receive visas to enter the U.S. if they're coming here to compete against women. The action follows President Trump's instructions to all federal agencies to do what they can to protect women's sports, especially with the World Cup soccer tournament and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. Numerous sports governing bodies are also banning men from women's competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Military Chaplains Corps is marking its 250th anniversary this year with an effort to teach the public about its history. It all began with the Revolutionary War, in which 218 chaplains served. Today, there are thousands of chaplains in service. Initially, all of them were Protestants. The first Catholic chaplain served in the Mexican-American War in 1846, and the first rabbi was commissioned in 1862 and served as in the Civil War. This is SRN News. The suspect in the deadly Montana bar shooting has been captured after a week-long manhunt.
Authorities say the man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody. The capture of the man prompted a lockdown of a neighborhood. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown was captured 7 days after the August 1st shooting at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. That's about 100 miles from Missoula. Montana authorities have not said what sparked the shooting. Brown served in the Army as an armor crewman and was deployed to Iraq. Authorities said Brown lived next door to the bar. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump has nominated a top economic advisor to the Federal Reserve's board for governors for 4 months, temporarily filling a vacancy while continuing his search for a longer-term appointment. The president Thursday naming Stephen Moran the chair of the White House Council on Economic Advisors to fill a seat vacated by Governor Adriana Kugler, a Biden appointee who is stepping down Friday. Moran, if approved by the Senate, will serve until January 31, 2026. This is SRN News.